everybody, you know, doctored one another. Oh, well, I use so-and-so. And I tell you what, gypsies were very, you know, we got a lot of gypsies, and they were absolutely marvellous. And then you paid, you had a little bank, and a little silver bank, you know, and you paid into this in case you needed an ambulance. And it was a big black one. Well, I suppose it was a Rolls, but it you know, it was enough to put you off just looking in it, let alone going in it. Because a friend, well, a relation of ours used to drive it, you know, Leonard Wilson from Settle. And so you had to pay into it, you know, put it into this bank so you had some money to, you know, to go by. And...
Yes, what you told us is lovely. Just one or two things. Were there any... I'm thinking about when you're children, maybe not children, probably not remember it as children, any special customs in the village? Did they have sort of annual, what do you say, annual events? Customs.
Well, yes. Well, like Easter time, you know, you would go to the church, and then when you'd been at church, you would organise, or the Sunday school would organise rolling your eggs, all that type of thing. Is that sort of thing,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, it's that kind of thing.
And Mother's Day, well, of course, we ourselves always made the pauses for that at school.
Yeah.
And what else?
Did you have Whitson?
Oh yes, that was the time when you got all your new clothes, and you'd you know walk along to church, and then we'd walk, and oh well, eventually as we got older, we had Bible. Oh no, what did they call it? I know, with a little badge, and we used to go trotting up and down with a little organ on wheels. You know,
him singing.
Yes, we did. I can't think what his name was, and it was when Mr. Kerr was the vicar, just after we got confirmed, I know. And every month we'd have a special service in church, and you all had to do something, whether you liked it or not. You know, you picked out to do something, and then on a Sunday we would go round various little places. We go up to the quarry one time, you know, and have this organ going and sing, and everybody came out.
At this meeting.
Yeah, a little bit.
Evangelical.
A little bit that way. But you see, everybody liked it, and so the kids, even little ones, would join in. And I mean, they behaved. They were lovely. It was great. And then we'd like have a little get together. That's how, you know, with our Jacob's joins. And things like that. And then, of course, there was a concert party of it on their own, you know. They had a concert party in Horton. They used to give them, well, quite frequently, I would think 3 times a year, if there was anything special. And then we also had, it wasn't held in Horton, it was held in Settle. We used to go to a percussion band. Mm-hmm. Thing on a Saturday, but that was held down in Settle. But it was, you know, Horton and District, it was everybody.
But it sounds as if you had a really good...
We really did have good times, and then yes. You see, you'd set off, and Bluebell Town, we'd all go to the Bluebell Wood, we'd arrange, and we'd all go. And on a Sunday afternoon, as we got...
There's a wood round here.
Yes, up by the quarry.
Oh, is there?
Mm. And then on a Sunday afternoon, there would be about maybe 6 girls, 6 boys, and we'd all go walking around Taybridge and back again. And but you didn't pair off. I mean, you weren't, oh, are you going out with so-and-so? Or it wasn't like that. It was just a social thing. I mean, if you wanted to go, you went and enjoyed it, and that was it, you know. Then we'd all part company and meet up again at church at night.
Sounds a lovely life.
We had a lovely life, and I mean, when we were kids, off you know, away from school holiday time, we go away out in the morning, and there used to be a buzzer at 12 o'clock for the lunchtime for them, and we know to come home then, and then you'd, you know, get a bit of dinner, get it down as quickly as possible and back out to play, and then come home at 5 o'clock when it went again. And I mean, you were perfectly safe, you know, I mean, all you saw were either tramps or gypsies, and there were people you knew, because like Castle BC was a place for, you know, it was a workhouse, and there were tramps that you seen trotting around, you know, like many a time. And And I was just saying the other day, I know my mum, my father wasn't very well. Well, he'd been in hospital, and it was something about his bladder, and he finished up with gravel, and it started to go into Leeds Infirmary. Anyway, he'd come out, and my mum was going on the train this particular Saturday, and I said, "Oh, I'll wash up if you want to get ready." I said, "Oh, Mum, there's that gypsy lady coming in at the gate." She said, "Well, I haven't really time to talk to her." And so she said, "But you go to the door." So I went to the door, and she said, "Is your mother in?" And I said, "She is, but she's going to for the train." She said, "Well, I would just like a quick word," she said. So my mum went. And she said, "Your husband's been poorly." And she said, "Yes, he's just gone out of hospital yesterday." She said, "Yes." She said, "It's bladder trouble." Well, of course, being a little girl, that I thought, how on earth does she know? You know, absolutely wonderful to me, this. And so she said, "Well, if you're going into town," she said, "get some parsley pert," she said, "from your chemist, come back, scald it, and get your husband drink it twice a day." And my father, by the end of that week, was back to normal. It, absolutely wonderful. It's always stuck in my mind. I've never forgotten it, because I thought, well, how on earth did she know? But they were wonderful. I just thought, when I went to that herb thing on Saturday, I mean, it's been going a long, long time, hasn't it? Like, out of your hedgerows.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all right. We should really take a lot more notice and think, shouldn't we? You see, you had to have things like that, because otherwise it was so expensive. You dare go to a doctor for a little finger aching. But that's what she did, you know.
Right. Did you have empire?
Sorry?
Did you have Empire Day?
Did we what?
Have Empire Day?
No.
You didn't?
No. Ascension Day we had, and we had a holiday at Ascension Day from the school. We go to church in the morning, and I mean, sometimes they'd organise a little trip up Penigint or something like that, or you could go, I mean, you could go home. But no, we didn't. We didn't have that, no.
Well, Mary, thanks ever so much for your time. That's really good of you to do the recording.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
There's loads more, of course, but...
Well, we can do another one. That's another time. But,
I don't think I've missed anything.
Get your own policeman.
Sorry, love.
Get your own policeman.